Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You hail from the other side. I must have called a thousand times.
Not the first time we've heard that voice. Adele is in the lead position when it comes to the list of people that have been nominated for Video Music Awards by MTV. Nominations came out for
videos.
The 2016 MTV Mini. Yeah, I know. They do a lot of other things.
It is kind of weird, right?
Yeah. Weird? Yeah. All right, so let's see. It's Adele and Beyonce leading all of the contenders. Beyonce, I think, has 11 nods. Are you playing that because it was connected to Carpool Karaoke or because it was connected to the MTV Music Awards?
Well, I was doing the MTV Music Awards, but we can do whichever one you want.
No, let's keep doing the... I want to see who's on this list here of people. Actually, Beyonce has 11 nominations just for her album Lemonade, a visual Lemonade. Then there's... is that what this is from? Is this from Lemonade?
Yeah. This is called Sandcastles.
Yeah. It's apparently gone.
Well, it's only on Tidal. I looked. It's not on YouTube. It's not in our library.
You can't
library
buy it on iTunes? I thought you could.
Really? Well, even on iTunes, they only have very small bits of it. Here's one of the other songs. This is Lemonade.
See, I'm funny. I don't think Adele is overrated, but I think Beyonce is. It's just musical preference. I'm sure that there are plenty of people who could argue against my contention that Adele is better than Beyonce. And then there are those who would say, you racist.
I'm going to say that I think Adele's better than Beyonce, too. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
As far as performance goes, Beyonce's a really
well,
awesome
maybe it's
performer.
It's a broad spectrum. Adele appeals to more people, I think, age-wise than Beyonce. Am I safe on that ground or not?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Beyonce is top with 11. Adele's got 8 nominations for her album, 25. And then there's Drake that scored 6 nominations.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away.
Let's have a little more on Drake, ladies.
Well, he's up for Video of the Year, so yeah. It's a tough category this year because Beyonce's Formation is a great video. Adele's Hello was just... people really love that, and that broke the internet when it first came out.
Yeah.
And this is Hotline Bling, and then Justin Bieber's Sorry, which I've not seen the video for that, but I like the song. Yeah. And then, of course, the most controversial Kanye West video for his song Famous with all of the naked... depictions of
I know
Swift.
Doug doesn't like Justin Bieber, but he actually had an interesting for almost all the songs on his album. He hired like a dance crew from I think Australia or New Zealand. It's all women, and they do dances in all of the different videos, which was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
He's
and
still
all you have
little...
to do is throw dollar bills at them.
they were actually dancing.
He's still a little worm. All right, let's see who else has got nominations. Ariana Grande got 5.
She had a big year.
There's something about her that I feel like there's actually some talent there someplace.
Oh, yeah. She's got a huge voice for someone who's like 3'5".
Right, exactly. She's a little squirt. But
she lost me when she licked the donuts, though.
Yes.
She
was,
All right. Yeah, how about Rihanna?
She lost her bid for the White House, too, when she did that.
Yeah.
Really?
She was supposed to perform
entertain?
At the White House, and they canceled on her because they were like, no, you're a snot.
Yeah, really. Okay. How about Rihanna? Isn't she... Which one is President Obama like, Beyonce or Rihanna?
If you listen
to the rumor mill, he loves Beyonce.
Really? All right. I don't confuse, but I find in my wheelhouse, if I can use that term, Rihanna and Beyonce to be similar. Just my feeling, my sense about it.
Same
Taylor
genre.
Swift, same genre?
Yeah, same genre, different sounding voices. And
Taylor
kind of
Swift
music,
didn't get nominated. I think she's run her course, frankly. Nick Jonas didn't get anything either. So I think we've pretty much put the finishing touches on that list. 28 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 5-time All-Stars resume is Hall of Fame ready. He's one of only four American-born players to score more than 500 NHL goals. He's also scored more than 1,000 points and collected 2,200 penalty minutes.
Here's Tkachuk, the long shot, and there it is. 500th NHL goal for Keith Tkachuk.
So where is Keith Tkachuk now? Keith coaches the St. Louis Blues Pee Wee hockey team and is proud to have his son on that team. He's an investor in Grand Slam Sports, which owns a sports talk station in St. Louis. Keith has said he would like to get back into hockey with the NHL Blues, where he was known for scoring and slugging.
Keith Tkachuk comes down with his Marshall's badge on, and here they go.
Looks like Keith Tkachuk still has some fight in him. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and company.
I'm Rich Colano with Rivco Products.
Rich, what's new?
Now we're able to do twice as bright as your stock headlight.
More bright at night. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twice as bright and half the price.
Since the 80s, we've all had the halogen bulbs. Early 2000s. HID was very popular. The LED technology has surpassed even what the HID is capable of. More compact, more reliable, and as bright as possible. Previously, you had to buy an entire headlight assembly, which included the reflector and lens, $400 or $500. The latest thing, they have just a bulb that fits into your stock reflector and lens. Take out the original halogen bulb, put the new LED bulb in place.
It shines.
Twice as bright as your stock headlight.
American Biker Minute.
RivcoProducts.com.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.